Pronto?
Good evening. We will start with the Anamakoa in a limited version.
Malka.
Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Hanuk.
We're going to start with the Anabakoa, but we're not going to do it in the way I normally am doing it because of time considerations. There's a lot of verses to discuss in the section of Zohar we will do tonight, and it's usually a little bit more verses than we're able to do in the hour. So please join me if you're familiar with this way of doing it. It's not recommended to do it this way. You do need to have an appropriate vessel for it. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Taf Tzadi Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bet Tet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Het Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodea Ha'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudtah. We will scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. And the Zohar section we are studying tonight is for the Parasha of Nitzavim, but there is no Zohar on Nitzavim. As we know, it's one of the smallest parashas of the year. Only 40 verses. And the Zohar, there is no revealed Zohar for this. So we're going, whenever that happens, we go to the prologue, because we know that the prologue has all of the energy of the Zohar. And we're on verse, you can find the prologue on the revealed wisdom matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When that page opens up, it has all of the 54 parashiyot. And the first one is the prologue. When you open up the prologue, scroll to class 14A, because we started this on Saturday night, Motzi Shabbat, and we read through verse 132, and to make the connection and keep the circle going, we're starting again with verse 132. L'shem Yichud Kudshabash Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liachda Shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. David malka b'shata de'era le'yahahu ovada dachel b'hahiyya b'hahiyyo shata salek duma Kame Kadosh Baruchu V'yamar Leya Mare Dialma Kiti Batorah V'ish Asher Yinaf Et Aishet Ishuktir V'el Eshet Amitcha V'gomer David Kilkel Berit B'eriva Mahu Amar Leya Kadosh Baruchu David Zaka'ahu Urit Kadisha Altikuneya Kaima Deha Gale Kadamai Izdamnat Leya Batsheva Miyoma Deit Bere Alma The translation. King David, after what happened to him, was very fearful, because at that time, Duma ascended to the Holy One, blessed be he, stood before him and said, Master of the universe. In the Torah, it says of the man that commits adultery with another man's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Furthermore, it is written, Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife, to defile yourself with her. So what is to become of David, who has profaned his organ of the Holy Covenant by committing a sexually immoral act? The Holy One, blessed be he, said to him, David is righteous, and the Holy Covenant remains intact, because it is known to me that Bathsheba was assigned to him. Since the day the world was created. Before I read this commentary, I want people to understand. When I make commentaries to the Zohar, I really don't read the rest of the section before I make the comments. I do it verse by verse. And so my commentary will... It'll be up to you to consider that. But as we read on, we're going to find some of the things I say in this particular commentary will be revealed in the Zohar as well. How did I know that? Because my teachers would express that, and I remembered that. So I wrote it as my commentary. Did not know it was in this section until I read it in this section at the next verse or the few verses later. So my commentary on this verse is, this Zohar is troubling to me. Many people have cosmic soulmates in their last incarnation. Why does the Zohar not bring the fact of the loss of the child that came from this illicit union as the effect of the charge by Duma? Why not disclose that Bathsheba was not a married woman at the time, since she was granted a divorce during the time of separation by her husband going to war? I understand why Hashem declares that David is righteous. I just don't understand the justification. Perhaps it is teaching us that our justifications, based on our misperceptions, are not the quality of judgment that is used in Shemayim, in heaven. Verse 133. Amar Leya I Kamach Gale Kameya La Gale Amar Leya Vitu Behetera Hava Madha Krava La Al Chad Minayu Ve'aftar gebegit ve'inteteya Amar le'ya i'ake Awa le'ya le'orka Tilat yarche ve'la'orich Amar le'ya ve'mayokim Mila be'atar de'chashinan de'hiyo Meuveret begale kadamai diokuria lakarev ba lealmain dehashemi chatin begaweya lisachaduta kitivoria uktiv oriahu shemi chatum Bechaydeya Dila Shemesh Balyalmin. The translation. Duma said to him, if this is known to you, it is not known to him. He, the Holy One, blessed be, said to Duma, not only that, but all that happened was permitted and done lawfully. Because every man that went to war did not leave before he had given a bill of divorce to his wife. He said to him, if this is so, he should then have waited for 3 months, which he did not. And Hashem replied, when is this applied? Only in cases where we suspect that she might be pregnant. And it is known to me for certain that Uriah never touched her, because my name is sealed in him as a witness. For it is written Uriah, which consists of the letters OR, the English translation of OR is light, and Yud-Heh. And it can also be written Uriahu, pronounced Uriyahu, which is formed by the letters of OR, Yud-Heh-Vav, to show that he is sealed by my name, as a witness that he never had intercourse with her. My commentary. Can it be that a woman would be married and still be a virgin? Does this give credence to the statements of the other religion, that Mary was impregnated by something other than her husband? I wonder how our sages answer these questions. For me, the answer is that there are different situations. Mary did have relations with her husband, or these righteous disciples who knew how to astral travel would have brought this justification. If they did not know how to astral travel, then they cannot be considered on the same level as the sages, in my opinion. Verse 134. Amarleya Mare di Alma Hama di Amarit Gale Dila Shekiv Gapahada Oriya Kameya Migale Hawa Leya Leorka Latilat Yarche, Vitu Yada Dila, Shaki Bahada Leomin, Amai Shadar, La David Ufked Alea, Ushama Shabin Tetea, Dikti Red Leveta Vetha. Urchatz raglecha. The translation. Duma said to him, Master of the universe, this is exactly what I have said. If it is known to you that Uriah never slept with her, it is not known to him. Therefore, he should have waited for 3 months. And furthermore, if you claim that David knew that he had never slept with her, then why did he send Uriah home and command him to have intercourse with his wife? Since it is written, go down to your house and wash your feet. My commentary. This verse is clear as it is written. There is a question as to the idiom of washing your feet. Why does this idiom refer to at sexual intercourse? It's a question that I've never had answered as of yet, but I've just recently asked it. I understand that feet represents malchut, but what is the idea of cleansing, washing? I don't understand the idiom, is what I'm saying. And if you're not familiar with the story in the Book of Kings, David did order Uriah, while he was home, he was delivering a message from the front of the war to King David. And David told him to go home and be intimate with his wife, using this idiom of washing your feet. So if you're not sure of this, you can always read the story and you'll see it even in the translations. Verse 135. Amar le'a v'day le'a yada aval yatir mitlat yirche orech yach oricha tehar ba yarche. Awo dehake taninan v'chamisha v'esrim v'nisan v'avar David kiroza b'kol Yisrael v'ahawo am im yochav v'shiva yomin d'sivan v'azalu v'chavalu arad ibne amon Siyan v'tamuz v'yav elul ishtahu Sham uvar ba'av v'esrim v'elu hawa mad hawa mibat sheva uvyoma v'kipure machaleya kadosh baruch hu hahu Chovaviti Amre, the Zion the Adar, Avar, Kiroza, Vit Kanasu, Bahamesar, De Iar, Uvahamesar, Beelu, Awama, De Hawa, Mi Batsheva, Uvyoma, De Kipura, Eat. Besar gam Hashem, evir chatatcha, lo tamut, my lo tamut, lo tamut, bidad duma. The translation. He said to Duma, he certainly did know, so he waited more than 3 months. As 4 months had passed, because we have learned that on the 25th day of Nisan, David sent an announcement to go out to war, and they were with Joab on the 7th day of Sivan, as they went and destroyed the land of the children of Ammon. There they remained during the months of Sivan, Tammuz, and Elul. And on the 24th day of Elul, the event with Bathsheba occurred. Then on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the Holy One, blessed be He, forgave him for that sin. And there are those who claim that on the 7th day of Adar, the announcement was sent, and all arms were gathered on the 15th day of Iyar. So what happened with Bathsheba occurred on the 15th day of Elul. While on Yom Kippur, he received the message, Hashem also has put away your sin, you shall not die. What is the meaning of you shall not die? It means that he shall not die at the hand of Duma. My commentary. Duma is the angel that has the responsibility to take the soul from the body. If the person has sinned and is not a righteous person, since the Yom Kippur only atones for sins against Hashem, we learn that the violation of one of the Eser Dibrot is a sin against Hashem and not a person. This leads to a question. Did not David sin against Uriah with his action of sleeping with Bathsheba? The answer is no, since Uriah had divorced Bathsheba. Did David sin against Bathsheba? No, since she was a willing partner, although the question of who could refuse the king should be asked. Who else do you think David sinned against through this action? Pasuk 13, Pasuk 136. Amar Duma Mare di Alma Hamila Chadait Liga Beya Dehihu Aftach Pumeya We Amar Chai Hashem Ki Ben Mavet Aish Haose Zot Bihu Dan Dinafseya Tironi Ayo Itli Aleya Amarleya Letla Rishudeha Ode Ligaba Viamar Chatati Lahashem Piafalgav Dilachav Aval Bamer Dechata Beuria Onasha Kitavit Aleya Vekibel Viada Hadar Dumad Leatreya Pipache Nefesh. Duma said, Master of the Universe, I have one thing against him. He opened his mouth and said, as Hashem lives, the man that has done this deserves to die. So he has condemned himself to death, and therefore I have the power over him to bring death upon him. He said to Duma, you have no permission to bring death upon him, because he has already confessed in front of me, saying, I have sinned against Hashem, even though he did not sin. Although this his sin against Uriah was in killing him, I have written his punishment, and he has accepted it. Immediately, Duma returned to his place, disappointed. My commentary. Duma approached Hashem on Yom Kippur, since the punishment has been written. Uriah had disobeyed the king. in not going home to Bathsheba. And therefore the king had the authority to order his death under Torah law. Pasuk 137. V'yalda amar David lulei Hashem Ezrata li kimat shachna duma nafshi lulei Hashem Ezrata li tehawa apotropa dili kimat shachna v'gomer mahu kimat ketucha v'kechuta dakik k'shira de'it peni uvein sitra achara k'hahu shira awat dila shachna duma nafshi. Concerning this, David said, unless Hashem had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. The Hebrew word for silence is duma. Unless Hashem had been my help means that had he not become David's keeper and guarded him from the angel Duma, David's soul had almost dwelt with Duma. Why does he say had almost? Because only the smallest distance, as narrow as a thin thread, separated him from the other side. So almost dwelt with Duma was just the distance of a thin thread away, the distance remaining for him to be with Duma in Gehinnom. My commentary, the verse is clear as it is written. Also, Duma has the meaning of silence in Hebrew, which indicates there is no sound in Gehinnom, meaning Hebrew for hell. This leaves the soul the experience of inner contemplation to cleanse itself. This is my opinion.
Verse 138. V'natzach Leia Kadosh Baruch Hu Bedina Lama Yitzof HaElohim Al Kolech Al Hahu Kol Dihu Amar V'chibel Et Ma'asei Yadecha Da Basar Kodesh Perit Kadisha de Fagain, the Eat Meshach, Fagain Hinom, Al Yada de Duma. The translation. Therefore, every person should be careful not to say what King David said, because he will not be able to say to the angel Duma, it was an error. And it was with David, because in David's case, the Holy One, blessed be he, defeated Duma in the case. Wherefore should Elohim be angry at your voice? Refers to the voice that said, and destroy the work of your hands. This is the sacred flesh, which is the covenant, the holy covenant, that he damaged, and because of which he is dragged down to Gehinnom by the angel Duma. My commentary. Does this mean that Duma only takes the soul of people that damage the Brit? Verse 139.
Ugin kach umaase yadav bagid harakiya
Eleni nun chavrayayo, deit chabaru, rekala, davi amare, kayama, vila magid, verashim, kol had vechad, man harakia, daihu, harakia, teveya, chama ulvana, וכוכביה ומזלה, ודאיהו ספר זיכרון, איהו מגיד לרשים, להו וכתיב, להו למחווה, ונהקלה ומבט, רעות חום תדיר.
And because of this, the firmament proclaims his handiwork. These are the friends who have joined the bride, which is Malchut, by studying the Torah during the night of Shavuot. Together with those who are the custodians of the sign of her covenant, and who are called his handiwork, the firmament shows and registers each and every one of them. What is the firmament? It is where the sun, moon, stars, and constellations are located. And it is called the Book of Remembrance. It announces, registers, and inscribes them so that they can be the residents of its own palace, and it can always fulfill their desires. My commentary. The firmament is known today as the elliptic. The rest of the pasuk is clear as it is written. I should say that the firmament is known today as the elliptic in that frame of reference. Verse 140.
Lom yelom yabia omer yoma kadisha me evnun Yomin Ilain Dimalka Mashavchin Lon Lechavrayayo Liamrin Ahio Miladi Amar Kolchad Lechavraya Yoma Leyoma Yabia Ahu Omer Shabbat Bach Leia v'leila v'leila kol darga li'ashlim v'leila v'shabach da delida ha'hu di'at pekol chad mechavreya uvishlimu sagei itavidu lon havrim urchimim.
Day-to-day utter speech is an allusion to the sacred day that belongs to those supernal days of the king, referring to the Sephirot of Zeranpin that are called days, that praise the friends who delved into the study of the Torah during the night of Shavuot. And they say to each other the same words that are written. Day-to-day utters that same speech, thereby praising him. The words and night to night refers to the levels that govern the night, which are the Sephirot of Malchut, that governs at night. They praise one another with the knowledge that each receives from its friends, and by this state of harmony and perfection, they become their friends and beloved ones. This pasuk is adding to our knowledge of code words. Verse 141.
Ein omer ve'ein devarim v'yishar milim v'alma dila ishtam hu kame malka kadisha v'la baye lemash v'mishma lon aval hane mile Bekol haaretz yatsa chayam kawam avdek meshicha inun milin madorei lae umdorei tatae meilen itavidu rakin umeilen eretz mehahiyo Tushbachta v'hitema v'inun milin v'atar chad m'shatza v'alma b'kce tevel milehem. There is no speech nor language. This refers to the speech and language that belong to worldly matters that are not heard before the Holy King, and that he is not interested in hearing them. But the words, their line is gone out through all the earth, mean that these words draw a line between the inhabitants of above and the inhabitants of below. From these words, firmaments are formed. And from these words and from that praise, the earth is molded. And if you should say that these words wander around the world in one place, the verse states, and their words to the end of the world. My commentary. In my opinion, we are being told that the end days, we will see the end of the words that create the firmaments which blocks our knowledge of Torah and reality, of truth and reality. Pasuk 142. Weke wandit avida rekin minchon man sharya bechon hadar v'amar v'shemesh Shamohel Bahem Ahu Shim Shakadisha Shale Madorea Umishkanea Beho Beitatar Beho. The translation. Because firmaments are formed by them who resides there. He repeated, in them he set a tent for the sun. That holy sun, which is Zeranpin, has made his habitation, and above in them, and crowned himself with them. My commentary. The inner essence of the planets live in the firmaments. These inner essence of the planets are human souls who completed their tikkun from the first of the 7,000-year cycles. These are from Atlantis and that Pacific continent. I think it's Mer or Mare, something like that. These are from the 974 generations that came before Adam HaRishon. Verse 143. Kewan dishare beinun rakin beitatar beho kedain behu kechatan yotze met chupato chade berachet beinun rakin nefach binehu bial berachet goy bigdela Chada achara, ba'atar achara, miktei ha'shamayim, motzao vadai, me'alma ila'a, nafek v'yatya de'ilu, kitei ha'shamayim, le'ela utkupato, mandekupato, I could say, Hashemayim lechata, Deihi tekufat, Hashana diaschora,
Lekol safim ve'it kashrat min hashamayim ad rakiyada. The translation. Because their Anpin resides among those firmaments and crowns himself with them, he is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. He is happy and runs along these firmaments. Then he leaves them and enters into another tower at a different place. This tower comes from the end of the heaven. It certainly comes from the supernal world, which is the upper end of the heaven, namely Bina. And his circuit, what is his circuit? It is the lower end of the heaven, namely Malchut. This is the circuit of the year that revolves around all the ends. It is attached to the heavens and extends from there to this firmament. My commentary. A year is a cycle of time, and time is chesed. The sun follows a cycle of time. That is what is being described in the pasuk. Verse
144. The close citra, the any star layat, the it case minea, me called Dargin Ilain, the hawo call ho, Missaharan, the atyan, the gabea, the call had the hut, layat mandit case. Minea mechamato Peshata deit chamem Vidhav legabaihu Vityuta chalim Kol shivcha daveko Iluya Dabegin oraita Diktiv Torat Hashem Tamima.
And there is nothing hid from his heat. Means there is nothing hid from his heat from that circuit, which is the circuit of the year, or from the circuit of the sun that revolves in all directions. And there is nothing hidden from his heat. Means that there is no one from all the supernal levels who can hide from him. Everything revolves and comes to him, each and everything. Nothing can be hidden from him, from his heat, can be interpreted as he heats up and returns to the friends, the instance they have reached full repentance. All this praise and all this glorification is the result of their study of the Torah, as it is written. The Torah of Hashem is perfect. My commentary. While this seems unclear when one ponders the message, it will become clear. Verse 145. Shit zimnin ketiv haka Hashem v'shit kirae min hashamayim nesaprim ad torat Hashem Tamima Be'al Raza Dakiti Bereshit Hashit Atwan Bara Elohim Et Hashamayim Be'et Haaretz Hashit Tevin Kirae Acharanin Lakabel Shit Zinin Hashem Shit Kirae Begin Shit Atvan Dehaka Shit Shemahan Begin Shit Tavin Dehaka.
Hashem is mentioned six times. There are also six verses from the heavens declare, until the Torah of Hashem is perfect, in this first section of Psalms. And based on the same secret, it is written in the beginning. The Hebrew is Bereshit. The Hebrew word has six letters, and the phrase Elohim created the heaven and the earth has contained six words. The other verses in Psalm 19, beginning with the Torah of Hashem is perfect and ending with more to be desired are they than gold, are notable only for the six times that Hashem appears in them. The six verses themselves are not expounded upon, however. The six verses from the heavens declare to the Torah of Hashem is perfect is equated with the six letters in the word Bereshit, while the six names are equated with the six words, which are Elohim created the heaven and the earth. As this is my commentary, as a student of Kabbalah, one needs to know the number six and the letter Vav. Do you know about this? Pasuk 146. Ad hawo yatve alu Rabbi Elazar bereya Rabbi Abba amarlan Vadai anpe shekinta Adwan adyan Vialda peniel Karena lecho Vihachamiton anpe Shekinta apin Vihapin Vihashta dekad yadatun Vigale lecho kara Duvnayahu ben Yehuyada Vadai demila diatika Kadisha ihu Ukra the Avatreya, Wehahu de Satin, Mikola Amaru. The translation. And they were sitting. His son, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Abba entered. He said to them, certainly the face of the Shekhinah has come. And this is why I have called you Piniel, the face of El. You have seen the face of the Shekhinah face to face. Now, because you received the knowledge that was revealed to you by the scripture from Beniyahu, the son of Yehoiada, it is certainly a matter that belongs to Atika Kadisha, which is the Holy Ancient One, which is the secret of Keter. And also the following verse, which reads, and he slew an Egyptian. And the most concealed, who is Atika Kadisha, spoke it. My commentary. To understand this verse, one needs to know what Sephirah does Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba reveal. Pasuk 147. Vehaikirahu Batar Achara Ke Gavna Da Petach Viamar Vehu Hika Et Haish Amitri Ishmida Hamesh Viamar Vekola Razahada Ihu Hai Mitri Ahu Dishtamuda Gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'ene Avdei v'gomer Rav yakira kimad gale Ahu sava. The translation. This verse, and he slew an Egyptian, is explained. In another place, at a different level,
In this way, he opened the discussion by saying, "And he slew an Egyptian man, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high." And all are related to the same secret. This Egyptian is that one who is known and is described by the verse, very great in the land of Egypt in the eyes of the servants. As he is great and honored, this is how the old man described him. My commentary. Please read chapter 11 of the First Chronicles to understand this pasuk. Verse 148. V'haikira bintivta ila'a itmar ish mida kolachad ishmare v'ishmida kolachad begin dihu shabbatu tchuma diktiv umedotem Mihuts lair uktiv lo ta'asu ve'avel pamishpat bedida bamida ve'alda ishmida ihu ve'ihu mamash ishmida ihu arkea misyafe alma. Biad siyafe alma Adam harishon hake hawa Hawa ve'itema Haketi chamesh Ba'ama inun chamesh Biyama misyafe Alma ad siyafe Alma hawa. The translation. This scripture was studied in the Celestial Academy. A man of great stature. All is one as a man of good appearance. And a man of good stature are both the same, because they represent the Shabbat and the Shabbat limits. And it is written, "And you shall measure from outside the city, and you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment," in Metayard, in the Midah, the traits. Therefore, this is a man of great stature, the Hebrew Midah, who stretches out from one end of the world to the other. And so was Adam, and if you say, "But it is written 5 cubits, remember that these 5 cubits extended from one end of the world to the other. My commentary. This is actually a deep secret code words, because the word end is used in it. It is referring to the 5 worlds from beginning to end, from Keter of Adam Kadmon to Malchut of Malchut. Verse 149. Uvyad hamitri chanit kda'a kim knor or gim da'a mate ha'elohim da'hawa bineya chakik ba'ish ma'galifa nefarash Bin Chiru, Titserufe Atvan, Dehawa Galif, Betzalel, Umitivta, Ilea, Dikre Oreg, Diktiv, Mile Otam, Wegomer, Charash the Choshev, the Rukim, Wegomer, the Ahu. Ma te hawa nahir, shema galifa bekol sitrim, bin firu de hakimin, de hawo magalfin, shema mifarash
the Arba'in Utrain Davne Ukra Mikanul Hala Imadia Mar Zaka'a Ulakeya.
The translation. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. It is, as the scriptures say, a weaver's beam, referring to the rod of Elohim, which was in his hand and upon which the name pronounced in full was engraved by Bezalel and his academy by the radiance of the letter combinations. And this is called weaving, as it is written. Them has he filled with wisdom of heart, of the craftsman and of the embroiderer and of the weaver. And the engraved name shone from within this rod in all directions by the illumination of the wise men that engraved the ineffable name pronounced in full in 42 ways. The rest of the passage from here onward is similar to what he, the old man, has already explained. And happy is his lot. My commentary. This verse is esoteric, and I am not actually sure of its full meaning. As I become more aware of it, next time we read it, I will add additional commentary. Pasuk 150. Tivu yakirin tivu unchadesh tikun tikalach machai lelya tikal man deistata bahada bechai lelya yehenatir ila vetata kol hahiyo shata vayafek Shata bishlam alayhu kitiv. Chone malach Hashem saviv li re'av. Vachaltem ta'amu rukito. In translation. Be seated, my dear ones. Be seated and let us renew the preparations of the bride for this night, because whoever joins her on this night shall be guarded above and below for all of the coming year and will complete his year in peace. This is described in the verse, the angel of Hashem encamps round about them that fear him, and he delivers them. O taste and see that Hashem is good. My commentary. Baruch Hashem that we do have access to this wisdom. That's the end of the section, the end of our hour. I'm going to unmute your phones so you can ask questions. Are there any questions? I'm reminding everyone about classes coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m. West Coast time will be a sleepboat ritual. And that will also be true on Sunday at 8 a.m. There will be a class for the Tikkuni Zohar tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And there will not be any classes on Shabbat or on Sunday other than the Sleepout ritual, nor will there be any classes on Monday or Tuesday. The next class will be the 8 a.m. Sleepout ritual on Wednesday, followed by a 4:30 mini Zohar class. a 6 o'clock Tikkuni Zohar class and a 7 o'clock class on preparing for Yom Kippur and the days of awe. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening. Shabbat shalom and l'shana tova if I do not speak to you.
Shabbat shalom. Had shana tova.
Okay.